We are learning with Sefer Pesachim, Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting on the top of the Amud. We are continuing the discussion between Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva gets involved also. If you're allowed to bring something mechutz l'tchum, if you're allowed to carry something mechutz l'tchum, and in order to bring the Karban Pesach. Basically, what we call machshirim, or you're allowed to be over on machshirim, something to enable you to make Karban Pesach, you're allowed to be over on Isurim. So, Tanya. And the shaila was, for example, either carrying something chutz tchum or taking off the abelas. Those things are related to those mutter, and according to the rabbanu was also Tanya. Om Rav Eliezer, umali imdachu machshirim mitzvah shlach hashchitas Shabbos. The tzavli mitzvah, and the way Rashi learns says madoch, we find that michu kravav, which is cleaning out the intestines so it shouldn't smell, is mutter. Even though that's not the, it's after the avodah is done already, the mitzvah is done already, shechted the Karban Pesach. Still, we allow you to do that iser. So lo yitchu machshire mitzvah shefnei shechitas Shabbos. So machshire mitzvah that enables to do the avodah, you shouldn't be able to be deicha Shabbos. After the avodah is done, you can be deicha Shabbos. Of course, to enable the mitzvah is done, you can be deicha Shabbos. Am la Rabbi Akiva, no, it's not a good dimyon. The Mali is saying, what's the kasha? What's the kasha? Imdachu machshir mitzvah shachar shchita Shabbos. You know, why is michu krav after shchita mutar on Shabbos? Shrei dachsa shchita es Shabbos. Because shchita already was doicha Shabbos, so it was already mutar do on Shabbos, because Allah is allowed to shech the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. So once it was hutra, so you could do the rest of the avodas also. Toimar yidchu machshir mitzvah shufnei shchita Shabbos. You can tell me now, you can be able to machshir mitzvah from before shchita, before the shchita, before the avodah, before the Shabbos, before you matir Shabbos, and enabler to do the shchita. That's not mutter. Only the reason why it's mutter after the shchita is because there's already mutter after the shchita. But do a machshir mitzvah before shchita. Shloidachsa shchita es Shabbos. Who said you could do it? That's one taina. And we keep another taina. Davacha, you know why you can't do a machshir mitzvah before the avodah? Mishlam after the shchita. We know it's a good carbon already, so you could do the malacha of michu krav, cleaning out the intestines. But before, you don't know if it's going to be a kosher zevach even. Davacha, Shema yimtza zevach pasul, v'nimtza mechal Shabbos afreya. Turns out you're mechal Shabbos. So anytime it's a machshirim, you can't do the machshirim on Shabbos because the night might turn out to be a perfect carbon. Pray to Gemara, on the second taina, I don't understand the second time so good. Yehachi, Mishkan Amalei Nishkan, you'll never be able to shech the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. Shema Yim Tzav Apostle. Maybe he finds a trait, but you have to do it again. Yim Tzav Chal Shabbos Mafreyas. It turns out you're Machal Shabbos. Ella, so, what? No, it's the same time like in the Machshirim, also the Gavi Shchita. Obviously, Tara says, you're not Chayshu such a thing. You're not Chayshu such a thing. And just like you're allowed to shech the carbon and Nem on a Piroi will be kosher, so you're allowed to do the Machshirim also. So once you're right, that wasn't sugar taina. So hello, ha ama liberation. First taina is the second taina that lechayre might be possible. And then Rabbi Eliezer said, I have a cash on that because I'm kein shchita also. Elo ama liberation parche, v'hado amalei. And then Rakiva said, ha tamali imdachu. Then he said, no, that the maila of michu kravav is that you have a case where it was hutra de shchita. Yeah, hutra de shchita. Now, Tosfos asks that if the whole taina of Rabbi Eliezer was michu kravav, that madach michu kravav, which means cleaning out testes is mutter, even after mitzvah is done, so of course a machshir before. Frank Tosfos, what kind of raya is that? Michu kravav, you can't do before. That's why you can do it afterwards. Mashenkin, bringing a carbon or cutting off the abelas, is you could do Me'er of Shabbos. The whole Tosfos taina basically is, the whole taina of machshirim is, you could do it before Shabbos, machshirim. Michu kravav, you can't. So what's the raya for michu kravav? It says kasha. And the Tosfos answers that when we say here something, the machshir mitzvah that's after the shchita doesn't mean michu kravav. It means hekter chalavim, timakter emurim, and that is possible to wait till the night, till after Shabbos. And still, the halacha is that you could do it on Shabbos. So you see that machshir mitzvah, after the carbon was brought, I'm allowed to do. So that was where it's rise from. So because Rashi and Tosfos, if it's referring to michu kravav or hekter chalavim, to the hekter of the emurim. So the Gemara right. Then Rabbi Kiva gets involved, and Rabbi Kiva says, "I'll bring a raya, not like Rabbi Eliezer." He says, "Hazah." So Pashup Shara means the Hazah of a Tommy Mace. It's on the seventh day, and if he would get his Hazah today, he'd be able to go to Mikvah, and by night he'd be able to eat the Karban Pesach. And but today is Shabbos; you're not allowed to do Hazah on Shabbos. So Rabbi Kiva Tain is the free Rabbi Eliezer. L'chayra, Hazah should be like a Machshirim. It's only the Rabbanon. It's even only the Rabbanon, unless it actually allows a Daraisa, but even it's only the Rabbanon, and still you're not allowed to do this Machshirim on Shabbos. You now do machshirim on Shabbos to order you to able to order your Karban Pesach. So Rabbi Eliezer answers back in the Mishnah. He says, no, you're not allowed to. Well, you are allowed to. For the same reason I said, you're allowed to bring the Karban Chutz Tchum and cut the Abela. I said, oh, this also is mutter. That's what he answers back. Rabbi Eliezer says, V'aleh anidon. Ma'am shchita shim shum alacha doicha Shabbos. Hazav, of course, of course. So Rabbi Kiva goes back to him. Oh, you tell me Hazav is mutter? It's not true. I heard from you Hazav is aser. And let's make Kavachayim the opposite way. That if Hazav is aser, shchita should be aser. So Rabbi Eliezer says back to him, what do you mean? You tell me shchita is aser on Shabbos? We know Karban Pesach mutter on Shabbos. It says Mayadai. We know Karban Pesach mutter on Shabbos. That was the conversation in our Mishnah. You have to know the conversation. Very important to understand the Gemara. That was the conversation. So Rabbi Kiva says Hazav. Terechiyach. Rabbi Eliezer says back, maybe Hazav itself is mutter. Rabbi Kiva says, no, I heard from you Hazav is aser. And if you're making kal v'chaim, it's like kal v'chaim the other way. That if Hazav is aser, sure, shchita is aser. And he lays his back, what are you talking about? We know everyone, you bring it on Shabbos. So that was the conversation. So Tanya, the Brisa gives a little more elaboration on this conversation. Tanya, Omele, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer tells the Akiva something very sharp. Tanya, Omele, Rabbi Eliezer. Akiva, v'shchita shivtani, you answered back to me, like divrei schaik, like Rashi calls it, v'shchita, that shchita should be Osir on Pesach, on Shabbos, land up on Erev Pesach. Basically telling me you can't bring a Karban Pesach on Shabbos. So v'shchita hishavtani, v'shchita tei misasa. Your miso will be a shchita. We know it was Bakuyim. Rabbi Kiva was one of the Suri Arub Gemalchus. So that was this thing he told him. Amalei Rebbe, so Rabbi Kiva tells his Rebbe, he says, Al tachmereini v'shasadin. Don't deny what you said when we're handling here and learning. Don't deny what you said. Kach mevakanim v'cha, we were mekabel from you. Hazah shvosi, even though Hazah is only a derabbanon, but ain't a derech Shabbos. We were kabbalists from you. Don't change your mind now. Don't deny. So Zokti Gemara v'chima achad he ag the whole agmerei. If that was the fact, so Rabbi Yehuda taught Rabbi Kiva this effect that Hazah is aser, and therefore Rabbi Kiva was tying it to tachiach, and Rabbi Yehuda says back, what do you mean Hazah is also mutter? So, but since he taught it to them, how could he deny it now? My time kadve. Why was he changing his mind? Zokti Gemara. So Gemara first tries to a mahalach to answer what the conversation was over here and why Rabbi Eliezer denied ever saying that Hazah is aser. So Amula, Rabbi Eliezer. Ki agmerei, Rabbi Eliezer, when he taught this halacha of Hazah that's also on Shabbos, Hazah the true agmerei. He was talking about making Hazah to become tar in order to eat truma. And we know hafrosh's truma is not deicha Shabbos. So since the idea of truma is not deicha Shabbos, the theory held Hazah can't be deicha Shabbos either. That was the way Rabbi Eliezer taught him the halacha of Hazah. Ki agmerei Hazah the truma agmerei. The truma gufa loy deicha Shabbos. Truma is not deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva. Nami ki oisve hazah the truma oisve shehi mitzvah v'mishum shvos. Here Rabbi Kiva also was asking him and telling him that look, I'll show you techiach that hazah the truma, which is it's tzarech mitzvah to eat truma, and still you can't do hazah shvos. That was his techiach. But who savar? But Rabbi Eliezer thought he was asking hazah the pesach. They can't do hazah at pesach. They cannot do. And he answers back, Rabbi Eliezer says, what do you mean? Rabbi Eliezer thought I was asking, he said, no, I hold Hazah Pesach is mutter, because since Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, the Hazah getting spritzed on the, from the Mei Parah Aduma to become Tar is also mutter. That was his Taina back, and the Taisus explains the further the Taina, and Akapanim, so the more answers the Kasha was that Hakar Rabbi Eliezer denied that he said Hazah was aser on Shabbos in order to able to eat the Karban Pesach. So say no, he never said it by Pesach. He said it by Truma, and that he stuck to his guns. But he thought Rabbi Kiva was saying Techiach from Hazah the Pesach, and then he says, what do you mean? Hazah the Pesach is Taka Mutter since Karban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. Most of Rabbi was being arrived from a first Shabbos that the Taina of Rabbi Kiva was not from Hazah the Truma, it was from Hazah the Meis. From Hazah of Pesach. Most of Rabbi. I'll bring a raya from a Tomei Meis who's getting his seventh day hazah. The hazah you make it on the third day and the seventh day. He's getting a second spritz. His seventh day of his Tomei Meis landed on Shabbos. So it's back square. Why did Rabbi Eliezer deny that? El Vadai Hazah the Pesach Agmer. Of course, Rabbi Eliezer taught him Hazah the Pesach that it was Aser. Why was Rabbi Eliezer now saying it's Mutter? V'chimach and the Agmer, he might have a kaparach to Rabbi Eliezer. Why Rabbi Eliezer asked back and say, Avaleh Nidon, I hold that's Mutter. Rav Eliezer, Gemara is Akalei. Rav Eliezer got sick. We know in the Gemara, Rav Yosef got sick of God's learning. There's also, you see here, Rav Eliezer got sick and part of his learning was forgotten, and he forgot this. Rav Eliezer, Gemara is Akalei, but also Rav Akiva, Tchurei, Gemara. And Rav Akiva is trying to remind him that he said it. And how did he do it? By saying this crazy thing. By saying, you can't do it. And if it wasn't that he was so sure that Rav Eliezer said that Azaz is not us, he wouldn't have made it to Kavach HaMeh. He's trying to show Rav Eliezer, I am 100% positive you said this. But namely, they wanted to say Rav Eliezer himself, you know, you forgot your learning. This is what you told us. Yeah, it wasn't that Erecharetz to remind his Rebbe that way. And therefore, he went this roundabout way and reminded his Rebbe that he said Hazaz also on Shabbos, that's Erev Pesach, in order to make the Karban Pesach still, you cannot do Hazaz. So now the Gemara is going to say, what is the big deal? What's wrong with Hazaz? And this Kasha is Sailafi Rabbanon and Sailafi Rabbeliezer. Like the Tzlach explains, that even though we know that Rabbanon don't allow even to do Isuri de Rabbanon als Machshirim, but the Gemara's Kasha Navi is Hazaz is not even like a regular Isuri de Rabbanon, it's even less. All this might be is muksa, and if it's muksa, it's not a guzera to any deraisa, and that should be mutter in order to make a karm pesach. Pray to Gemara. V'hazah my time le'dachi Shabbos. Why isn't the hazah? What's wrong with spritzing a paraduma water on someone? My time le'dachi Shabbos. Mechdi tatuli ba'amu. It's only a shal of muksa. Titchi Shabbos mishum pesach. You should be doicha. This is the muksa because of karm pesach. And like we said, infi rabbanah holds machshirim zaser. That's not machshirim. That's otu adraisa. But stam a holder, a complete rabban, it should be doicha Shabbos. And with the Gemara, Amar Rabba, the famous Rabba that we have by Shaifer and Lulav, and by Megillah, you have here also by Paraduma. Amar Rabba, Gzeira Shem Yitleno V'Yavirena Abba Amis Shirabim. They did not allow to do the Zrika on Shabbos because you might carry it through Shirabim to bring it somewhere. You want to spritz someone with the Paraduma, you might carry it in the Shirabim. So it's Taka Osir Duhaza Gzeira Otu Adaraisa V'Avaro. And that's, what?
It wasn't done by the basement.
It didn't have to be done in the Beis Mikdash, no. Never done. So, hey, my Koyim, not in the Beis Mikdash. So you might carry it, Arba Amishurab. So that's the problem. So now we know it's a Gzeira Otu Adaraisa. So we understand why the Rabbanon can't do it.
Hazor.
What?
It's not a regular
Hazor. It is. It's a Paraduma. It's a Paraduma. It's a Shlishi and Shvi to make the guy always tell my mates.
So you're asking Hazor in the Beis Mikdash.
No, not Hazor Mitzvah. This is not Hazor of Paraduma. Hazor of Paraduma was saying that he wants him to do the Karban Pesach. It can't be a Tamei Meis. So doing Hazor in order to make him Tahar. And we're saying he can't do that because Shem Yavirena v'Shirav. So that's good for your Rabbanon. Well,
usually our phrase
is bringing it to the Rav. Anytime you're Tahrad, we might carry it. Anytime you're worried, this guy's worried, he has to bring Karban Pesach. He has to bring carpets. He's very worried about it. Unless he says, my friend also needs one. He runs to, you know, this guy's sick in bed and he needs it. Anytime you're Torah. No, because the words is this time the whole Klai Yisrael is Torah, the same Karban Pesach. They speak about why by Mila don't you have it? One of the Svaras are here because everyone is Torah in Karban Pesach, therefore it's more Chama. And by Lulav, what's the Chash? You show it to the Rav also? By Shofar it says it, not by Lulav. Lulav says, teach you how to shake it. He also may teach you how to spritz it. They don't ask that. They ask them in Kasha, why by Mila? Every time you can't do Mila in Shabbos, they carry the knife. So they say, because Mila, it's only, not everyone's Torah, it's only a few people. So other people will remind them. Here, the whole Klai Yisrael is busy with Karban Pesach. No one will even think of reminding them because everyone's so Torah and everything. Al-Kapanim, that's the Teretz. Now, what about Rav Eliezer? Rav Eliezer holds, even if you carry him, Shabbat, it's not a problem because he let it do Machshirim on the rices even. So what's the problem here of Eliezer? Even if you carry the Hazah through Shiravim, it would be Mutter, Rabbi Eliezer and Avri. Big deal. Let him do Hazah. You might carry Shiravim. You could be let it carry L'chatchila. Dom Rabbi Eliezer, Machshir Mitzvah Dechaz HaShabbos. And even the rices are Mutter. So Gemara says, it's a big insight. Amri. Hani Mili, when is Rabbi Eliezer allow Machshir Mitzvah? Hechi the Gavra Gufa Yechazi. If the guy is Royu for Karban Pesach right now, Rami Chiyuvalei, he's Mechuyuv de Karban Pesach. And there we say you're allowed to do machshir. Avahalcha, right now this guy is potter in Karban Pesach. He's a Tommy Mace. Avahalcha, the gav regufa gav lechazi. Loi rami chiyuv eleha. He has no chiyuv to do Karban Pesach. Zok the Gemara chiddush. Rav Eliezer is not allowed to machshir if a guy is not machuyuv in Karban Pesach right now. Right now he's a person who's not machuyuv. He can make himself machuyuv, but he's not machuyuv right now. You can't be oiv Shabbos of machshirim when the guy is not rolam rami chiyuv eleha. That's Gemara's Teretz for Rabbi Yehuda. Well, as a whole, you have to be a Bar Chiyuv in order to Oyev Machshirim. So Amar Rabba, it comes out of Fizah, the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, we know by a Milo, you're allowed to do Machshirim. And one of the Machshirim would be to cook up water before the Milo to be able to do the Milo. In those days, it was very important to have warm water, hot water for the after the Milo to wash the baby. And therefore, in order to do the Milo, you had to have hot water. So Fir Rabbi Yehuda, it's Machshirim, you're allowed to cook up the water. But the Gemara doesn't say, no, Omar Rabba, Dibra Rabbi Yezah, Katan Bari, Mecham Lecham La Braisa. If he's a healthy Katan who's ready to have a meal right now, you let him warm up water. But Lamayla B'Shabbos, to make a meal B'Shabbos. So Chazaleh, but Katan Chayla, but Katan who's not well, Mecham Lecham Lecham La Braisa Lamayla, you can't cook a water to make him better. Because the Holy Chazaleh, right now it's not Chazaleh, you can't do Machshirim. Omar Rabba, I don't understand exactly what he's saying. Be Bari who? So then, what do you need hot water for? Lomli Kham Lavraisa. El Amar Rava, Hakol Chayla Meitz Amila, Klape Mila without hot water, everyone's a Chayla. Echa Kotan Bari, Echa Kotan Chayla. Eim Kham Lacham Lavraisa. You can't cook up water to help make the Mila, Lavraisa, to make them feel good, and to do the Mila of a Shabbos. Why delay Chazi? Right now, they're all not Chazi for Mila, without hot water, you can't cook up water for that. Because we're saying a Chiddush. For Rabbi Eliezer, Machshirim only works, so the guy's a Barachiva right now. Like, if he's a Chayim Karpay, he's going to bring a knife. A shechita knife, that's an example. Or a milo, the baby's healthy, you want to bring the milo knife. But if the baby's not healthy enough without hot water, and you don't have hot water right now, you can't cook hot water. The only way to have hot water, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is to cook before Shabbos. That means you're allowed to make a knife on Shabbos, but you can't bring the hot water on Shabbos. You can't make hot water on Shabbos. You have to do it before Shabbos. Because klapi the hot water, he's not royu l'milo, and he's a chaylum, it's a milo. But if you have hot water, then you can make a knife. Because machshirim is only mutter if the baby is chazi le to do a milah. Or if it's chazi to do a milah, then you can do it. So that's the assert right now, which tomorrow is going to continue discussing. That we're saying for Rabbi Yehuda, you have to be royu and a bar chiyuva in order to be over machshirim. It has to be right now a bar chiyuva in order to be over the machshirim on over Shabbos and do machshirim on Shabbos.